Raphael was in the room. Yes, the room where the police interrogated him. He was, from what the police said, having the bag in his possession. We will interview him in the next minutes to make sure to not miss the program. And we'll also talk to his friends, Rat and Gardo. So we have Gardo in our studio right now. So So Gardo, how much time have you been waiting for your friend?
It has been 4 hours since I've seen him, and I'm very stressed about it.
Do you think Raphael will survive this hard situation, Rat?
Yes, I have a hope about it. Raphael is a very courageous person.
Okay. And can you guys tell us more about the situation? Our journalistic team doesn't really understand why you guys are so much in trouble.
To resume the situation, we are in trouble because we are doing an illegal thing to save our future, and we are determined to solve this crime, to find the $6 million. This is our hope. The thing is that if the police find us, we will be in real trouble that could be resumed by our debt.
You said that you were doing something illegal. Can you tell us more about what you're doing that is so bad, Rat?
The police is struggling to find this wallet, but we are still keeping it. That's the thing, illegal.
Okay. When did you guys know what the source of problem was? And how did you know how the Phantom stole $6 million, Rat?
When we were at his house, we met a gardener that explained us all the corruption and the weakness that he did and stole the human aid. He was very unhappy about it.
Thanks, Rat and Gardo, for your help. And, we'll support you guys to the end of your trip. We will now go to Koffa Prison to find Raphael. So on the way to the prison, we found a little boy with brown hair. It was very skinny, so we thought he might be from Bahala and might be Raphael. Hi, are you Raphael?
Yes, sure, but Hunter, don't hurt me, please.
No, you're fine. I'm a journalist from Aberdock TV.
Why are you here?
I want to interview you about what happened at the police station a couple minutes ago.
When I was in the interrogation room, the police asked me if I had the bag and if anyone else knew where it was, so I said no.
And do you have the bag?
Yes, we have it. And they will ask you what I saw in it. I just said that I found 1,000 pesos, and after they threw me on the ground and I was screaming because I thought that they would maybe beat me to death because I liked them.
How much time did they kidnap you for?
I was kept for a long time. I don't know.
Not even approximately?
No.
Okay. What did the police do to bring you to the station? Did they force you to go in a car?
Yes. They came to my house with big cars, and there was a police officer holding me. I didn't know what was happening, but Gordon was trying to stop him, but other police officer took him away.
Thanks for this short interview. Alonso Fernandez, Aberdock TV.